ladies and gentlemen of the world radio system. This is WKOB Radio.
I am Alan Weiner, and in my early days in the 1960s and very early 1970s, I was engaged in free radio activity in the Yonkers, New York, New York City area. I was just a high school kid that wanted access to the airwaves because back then there was no internet, there were no smartphones, there were no personal computers. The media was basically AM, FM, and television. And for a bunch of teenagers that we were, we had virtually no way of getting access to the media, which was mostly controlled in the New York City area by businesses and large corporations. Many, many young people were marching in the streets protesting the war in Vietnam, protesting a government intrusion in everyone's lives. And young people had a lot to say and a lot of opinions, but no outlets. And I said, well, let me go investigate this radio thing. I found out early that you needed a license from the Federal Communications Commission, but I quickly dispatched that as an idea because I called up the FCC one time and they said, oh, kid, you need at least $1 million. Forget about it. Went to the Yonkers Public Library and took out everything I could on radio, transmitters, antennas. Maybe I can build one of these radio stations. Won't hurt anyone, won't interfere with anyone, and I have a free speech right under the First Amendment of the Constitution, to be able to express myself through the media in this country. This is how young people think.
Welcome, my friends, to WXMN FM. I'm a member of the Falling Star Network, along with WKOV, and its sole purpose is for the enjoyment and presentation of entertainment and other truthful information.
The stations were doing very well. We're on the air pretty much 24 hours a day. And then at 5:30 in the morning on August 12th in the year of our Lord, 1971, I had all these federal agents pile into my bedroom and wake me up, basically saying, Alan Weiner, get up. You're under arrest. And we went before a federal judge, and we pleaded guilty. We did, because we were in violation of the Communications Act of 1934 as amended. The judge looked at us and said, do you realize what you did? And I said, yes. You know, we were very respectful, and he didn't fine us, and he didn't give us any jail time, but he released us with a year's probation. He encouraged us to seek out legal avenues to be on the radio. We did, and that's the story.